lately on a numerous occasions, I've seen, almost felt, I need to speak about the inyan of simcha. A person being happy, happy with himself, happy with what he does. And I was thinking, you know, it's interesting. Speaking about simcha, there's a obvious advantage, and an even more obvious disadvantage. After all, simcha is something that every person wants, and every person spends his life in the pursuit of happiness. Simcha is so important, the gashmius, the ruchnius, and particularly for us that we say every morning, Asher bachabonu mikolam, we that say the hevilanu min atayim, how important simcha is, how that in a certain sense is the neshama of Yiddishkeit. There's an unusual lesson of the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Lulav. Hasimcha sheyismach adam basiyas mitzvus ba'ahavas kel avoyde gedoylehi. It's not just it's an avoyda, but it's an avoyde gedoyle. And then he gets something remarkable. V'chol hameineya atmei b'simcha zu. Someone who doesn't steig in simcha royal, he parani menu, he should be punished for that. Shanem, and he quotes the pasuk and says, Chacha, Tacha, Tashalay, Avadates, Hashem, Ali Kecha, the Simcha, the Tuv Levav. Obviously, this is a very, very important topic. The disadvantage, I think, is even more obvious. How do we come to that Madrega of Simcha? How is a person kind of that mida nechmada, that mida nechsafa that's called simcha? One thing I could say, one thing was zaycha in our time to see very clearly. Taivis, oylem haza, is not the way to become happy. To quote Lahavdil, even Goyish psychologists who have wondered, there was never a generation like ours that is so obsessed, so involved in Taivis Eilam Haza. There's never been a time since Seishim Abrasis that a person has every Taiva imaginable, no restraint, no restriction, and yet at the same time there's never been a generation that suffers so much from depression. And the answer really, one explains the other. Because we have finally grabbed, cornered that elusive taivus, and we have everything. And people have realized the emptiness, the utter emptiness, the bankruptcy of a life of taivus. Baruch Hashem, we see that that's not the answer to happiness. But what is the Eitzah? How is a person to live a life of Simcha v'Tuv Levav? Let's look in the Chazal HaKadoshim. Let's try to find the answer. The Mefarshim are puzzled about a Medrash in Vayikra Medalat Ches. Up the Medrash, the Torah is teaching us a derech eretz. Adam oisa mitzvah, ye oisa oisa b'leisa meyach. When someone does a mitzvah, he should do it with simcha. And the Medrash goes on to give mishalim. We all know Reuben was the one that saved Yosef. Up the Medrash, if Reuben would have known that the Eibishter wrote about him, vayisma Reuben vayatzilehu miyadam, if Reuven would have known that the Abish is going to record for eternity that you, Reuven, saved Yosef, he would have just saved him, he would carry him on his shoulders with great simcha. Very strange. What's that? Because of the covet? And the Medrash continues, if Boaz would have known that the Pasuk writes about him, that he gave a little bit He would have given Agolim Petrumim. He would have given her a wonderful meal. And again, the question is obvious. What's the message? They would have done it more because they had more covered Chas V'Shalom. And what's even more strange, the Medrash in Rut, Hey Vav, adds a third muscle. If Aaron would have known that the Pasuk wrote about him when he saw Moshe's greatness, V'racha V'Samach V'Liboy, he would have done it differently. Three G'dayle Yoylam, and the Medrash L'Chaya is saying, had they seen the covered, they would have done it better. Chas V'Shalom. So what is the point of the Medrash? And the Medrash continues with something which is even more severe. And therefore, of the Medrash, in the olden days, it was a question if it's going to be in the Torah. But today, va'achshav adam oisa mitzvah mikoisva, it's right, it's not in the Torah. But remember how important it is. Eliyahu Anavi Melech Messiah, right, Messiah, write down the mitzvah, and kavayachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu choysim al yedeihem. And then the Medrash quotes the pasuk in the end of Malachi, v'yikasev sefer zikaron lefanav l'yirei Hashem u'lechoysei shemo. Rabbis, I want to tell you, I think this Medrash is giving us the formula for happiness, for Simchas HaChayim. And I often wonder about a kasha that bothers me, and bothers me to this very day. Why do people have bad days? Why do people have days that they don't do what they know they should be doing? Why are there ups and downs in life? If the person is not Erlich, he doesn't have his priorities, I could understand. But my question is on Erlich Yidin, Erlich Balabatim, Erlich Yeshiva life, and there's a day that they decide, this is not my day. Why does a person have these types of days? And my question is not why there are difficult days. That's what life's all about. The Nisyonos HaChayim are really a very important part of life. My question is, why are they nesivos? Why does a person have a day they look back and says, oh, I blew it that day. That was a terrible day. I could have done better. You know what the answer of Isa is in one line? To quote the pasuk, you know why a person has a bad day? You know why a person has those downs that he really acts like he's down? Tachas asher lo yavadata es Hashem aleikecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav. Now allow me to explain this. You go to a person and you ask him, Abid, why are you not doing what you know you should be doing? You're an erlich person, you're an erlich yid, you know what's right. How do you accept your behavior today? So he answers, so matter-of-factly, well, today was a hard day. It was too hot, I have no chesig, I wasn't feeling well. Or today, by courage, shmoy, the America, I'm burnt out. It's not my day. And it might even sound convincing. After all, listen, we're only human. And then you see a few words about Rabbi Avram, the Goyin's brother, the Mechab of Ma'ilas HaTorah. Kayadua, he suffered indescribable pain his whole life. And in the Akdama, they quote what he himself said. So how did he become Rabbi Avram Achi Agra? How did he become the personification of Ma'ilas HaTorah? So I'll read you in his own words. Migoidul chalishas toichi eini yodeya me'ein imsechas achiyashli. I don't know how I survive from day to day. Rak yodeya, I need one thing I do know. Sheroiv ha-simcha v'goidul ha-tainik me'omeil ha-toira heim ha-mikayim im oisi b'chayim. You know how there was a yid of Avram Achi Agra that became the Ma'ilas HaTorah? In spite of all the hardships that he endured, it was the simcha, the goidul ha-tainik of Amel HaTorah. to the extent, and they wrote in the Akdama, they quote, he said, if I would live thousands of years, Elef Alfei Shonim, but Aisi Mastik, it wouldn't be sufficient, Lahoidai's light to thank Hashem Yisbarach, Al Rega Shanoisim Lichias, Sheuchal Izabek B'Tayrasai. Thousands of years would be insufficient to properly express my feelings of thankfulness that I'm able to learn Avar Torah. That's how he became Rabbi Avraham Achi Agro. He was Simchas HaTorah. He understood, he was Mayrach, he properly understood Vodas Meint Avar Torah. You learn the letters, the writings of the Chazenis. Was there Yira Zich Gemutchit? Mabul al Arayin, he writes in a letter, Rifyan Briyas, the Yisuri Aguf, Atmidin Eitzli Min Urim, V'chol Masini Ma'ayin Hu Bahavloga Al Yisurim. In a different letter, Chayla Gimel, Simon Samach Dalet, he writes, the Torah that I have is, in spite of the Yisurim, Shulay Nitnu L'Moysram U'L'Tayram, indescribable, not trying to explain. And you think, so how did he become a Chazenish? Look in his letters. Look in his writings. Look in the Yosef Amunah V'Tochin. How that Yid was sicker for Nahavas HaTorah. How that Yid lived a life of Simchas HaTorah. How that Yid lived in a world that was so much Torah, he didn't have any koyach to think about Yisurim. Tachas asho ayavadat asho ayisem olay kecha b'simcha. The Yalkut in Shir Hashirim ayisaf kuf tzadik dalet tells a very moving story. Rabbi Yochanan was going with Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and as they're walking he points, that field I used to belong to me, that field used to belong to me, and I sold it all. Why? Because I wanted to learn. What was left? Nothing. He was left with nothing. Zok the Medrash, when Rabbi Chiya heard that, he was so broken, he started to cry. You had so much, and now you left mamish penniless. Zok the Medrash, he cried, look what you gave up. You gave everything up. You were left with nothing. So Rabbi Yochanan heard that and he responded, Rabbi Chiya Tayyar, you're making a mistake. I didn't give up anything. I got everything. I gave up a few fields that were created in Sheshes and Meya Bereshes, but I got Torah that was given in Avoyim Yoim V'Avoyim Laila. Gevald, what that means, Simchas HaTorah. He gave everything up, but he understood that he got everything. And the Medrash concludes with a very moving tribute that people said when Rabbi Yochanan was nifta. Kadomach Rabbi Yochanan hayadoyer koyer alav im yitein ish es kolayim beisoy biyahava she'ohav Rabbi Yochanan et ha-toyra boiz yavuzu loy. That's a life of Simchas HaTorah. That's a life that a person gives up everything, but knows that he's getting everything. I once heard a Darsan mention this Medrash, and he brought out, look at the Mesiras Nefesh of Yochanan had. He gave everything up for Torah. But Mechilas Kvoida, he made a terrible mistake. Rabbi Yochanan didn't live a life of Mesiras Nefesh. Rabbi Yochanan lived a life of Simchas HaNefesh. Because Rabbi Yochanan called out, "Im yitein ish es kala im beisa biyahava boiz yavuzu loy." What a bezoyin! What a terrible bezoyin to compare Torah to anything in the world. Rabbi Yochanan was a very personification of what it means: Simchas HaTorah, Simchas HaNefesh. And when there's Simchas HaNefesh, nothing is. There's no price that's too steep to pay when there's Simchas HaNefesh. And that is the answer for the difficult days, for the hard days, for the nesyonis, to try to live in the life of Simchas HaTorah, in Simchas HaNefesh. You know, today in Netflix we hear, there's so much Yiddish suffering, there's so much tzaris. There's so much personal tragedy. But you know, did any human being ever suffer as much as Rabbi Yochanan? Can anybody's personal tragedy measure to Rabbi Yochanan's tzaris? The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan had 10 children that he buried in his own lifetime. And I wonder, how is that possible? How is it humanly possible for a person to bury all of his last 10 children? How is it possible for a person to continue living and becoming a greiser Rabbi Yochanan when he buried all his 10 children? You know what the answer is, my Rabbi Sai? In the words of the Medrash, "Be'ahava she'ahav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Eretz HaTorah." That's the answer. That's the bracha of a life of Simchas HaNefesh, of Simchas HaTorah, and that's the answer to all of our problems. The Gemara in the Dorim of Memtes says the Machanista saw of Yehuda, he was high. Mama, she was what, sicker? And she asked him, "Do you drink? Look how Mama, you're drunk." So he says, "No, I can't. In fact, I don't even drink wine unless I have to." But it was the Torah, Chochmas Adam Toyer Panav. Rabbi Sai, a guy sees happiness, and the only way he could explain it is the bottle of wine. Because that's the only way of simcha by a guy Yisrael. But we even know the secret. We even, Ashabach Abonu Mikolom, we know the simcha, the secret of true simcha. And that's the Ahava She'ahav Es HaTorah. Rabbi Yehuda was sicker. Yes, he was right. Rabbi Yehuda was sicker. Or b'sikayres v'loy miyoyin, he was sicker for Ahavas HaTorah. Rabbi Aaron sometimes would lose himself. And he would say, "Miken sicker v'erim from the mesikus from their sugya." That's Simchas HaTorah. That's Simchas HaChayim. So they're sicker from the mesikus from our Rajva. And it's not only our Baron. Look around. Go into a shul. Go into a shul 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. You'll see hundreds of balabatim. Not Rosh HaYeshiva, not Rabbonim, not people that are preparing for a shir. But there are hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of Yidin that wake up in Chatzi Laila because of the Ahava that the Yidin have for the Blat Gemara. Those Yidin are sicker from Simcha. When I was young, I wasn't Bar Mitzvah, my father insisted I should learn with one of our neighbors. I couldn't understand it. Why? He wasn't the Rav. He was a simple Balabas. He worked in the post office. We wouldn't dare call him Rabbi. He was a mister. I look back in retrospect. I don't remember what he taught me. I don't know if I ever understood what he taught me. But one thing I understood then, and I can still feel Ad Hayoyim Azeh, this pasuk to mister who works in the post office was sicker from the Blat Gemara. This pasuk to person found the city of happiness. And it's something that I learned from him over and over again. The simcha that he had from the Vor Torah. How I saw, not in a Rosh Hashiva, not in a Rav, but in a simple mister, Ashrei Misha Moli Batoira. In a simple person, Toivli Toira Spicha, Mealtei Zav Achosef. That's the answer, Rabbi Sai, to our problems, to our hard days. The Avnei Nez is quoted as once saying that the reason why Yidden have Tzaris and Golis, why they don't have Panasa, is because they learn Shlosadik, his lesson was. They don't learn with enough Chiyas. And he added, I guarantee you, Yidden, if you would learn with Simcha, you wouldn't have these problems. to give such a haftacha, you have to be an Avnei Nezer. But one thing Katan Kamayni could say, one thing Katan Kamayni I could say, and I feel fully qualified, the answer to our problems, to our personal hard days and difficult days, is if we don't have that proper Simchas HaTorah. If a person would really understand what it means, Ashrei Mi She'Amalei B'Torah, then it wouldn't be too hard, and it wouldn't be too hot, and he wouldn't be burnt out, if he would have the right chiyus, if he would have the right yachas, if he would have the right chesivus, if he would have the right Simchas HaTorah. That's the answer. And how about tefillah? How about davening? Yeah, there are nisyonos. I understand. There are difficulties. For some it's getting up. For some it's concentrating. For some it's stopping what they're doing and running to the mincha. But you know what the answer to all of these problems is? Realize what a davening is. Realize the simcha that we should have. Or better yet, realize the simcha that Yidin do have from a davening. I'll never forget a conversation, maybe an inspiration is a better word, that I had from a simple Yid, a very wealthy person, a very busy person. He once tells me, you know how busy I am. I have so many meetings throughout the day, throughout the week. But you know what's my most important meeting of the day? It's when I stop in the early afternoon, I get together with 9 people, and I daven. Why? I'll tell you partially because I work yomim v'layla to succeed. I try this, I try that, I make a stat list. But I know that what's really the deciding factor, what's the true determinant in will I succeed or not, it's the davening. I don't know if you knew the Gemara in Nida Davai and the Taka says that, but it was a maimon, a pasuk of maimon. So I'm busy from meeting to meeting to meeting, but what's my most important meeting? My mincha. Isn't that true, he tells me? Isn't that pasuk? My most important meeting of the day is my mincha. I was humbled. I was humbled that a simple person had such a neidedika understanding of what davening is. If we would have that yachas to our davening, would it be too hard to get up? Would it be too hard to stop the nariskeit and get to mincha on time? Would it be too hard to concentrate if we would know how much depends on our davening? The answer is the simcha of a tefillah. Like the Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Yutes quotes the lashon of the Shaykh Toiv, Kishati oimid lehisfalel yelibcha sameach alecha she'ata misfalel elekim she'ein kayoisaboy. Rabbeisai make a long list of all the problems that you encounter with davening, and the answer is yelibcha sameach alecha she'ata misfalel elekim she'ein kayoisaboy. That's the answer to all our problems. Go into a shul. Watch the quote Pashas HaYidin. Watch how they, from them you see what it means. Tzom alecha nafsi, kom alecha b'sori. You see the chesik, the tam, the oinig, the taiva that they have in the davening, that they have in the psukah de zimra, that they have in the nishmas, and you'll see that the answer is simchas atzila. We could go on and on. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Beis says, Abaya was sitting in front of Rabba, and he was at this very happy, and Rabba felt it was improper. Zog the Gemara, no, don't worry. I'm not tefillah mancha. Why is he happy? Why is he on a high? He wants tefillah. Learn what tefillah is. Learn the kesher that a person makes with Kutzei Baruch Hu when he puts on tefillah. Learn the ois of tefillah, and you'll know that a person could be on a high when he puts on a pair of tefillah. I'm not on that madrega. But at least when we put on tefillah, the simcha we should have, the simcha we should feel. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Tes says Rav Broina was an Adam Gadol and Sameach v'mitzvah, which obviously speaks volumes of what it means Simchas HaMitzvah. That's synonymous with Adam Gadol. One day, Zav the Gemara, in fact, he was Soymer Gula's Fila V'lai Pasik Chukam Yipum Kol HaYom. He was so happy a whole day because he was Soymer Gula's Fila. Yidin were sicker from a mitzvah, from a tefillin, from a smichas gula tefillah. That's what gave Yidin simchas olam. Ramesh Schwab, Zichron Livrach, the gate of the Mashiach, used to say what he saw with his own eyes. He learned in Baranovich, and after Yom Kippur and Avodif and Yom Kippur that Yeshiva Bachim put in, they were so nisraimim, they were so nisaira, they started to dance from simcha. And he said they danced for a half hour until the Anhala had to stop them because Anhala was worried. It was a question of Bikuach Nefesh. And Ramesh Schwab, if you knew him, was an Ish Emes, said, we were so besimcha, we weren't sure if we ate or we didn't yet eat. That's Simchas HaNefesh. That's Simchas HaMitzvah that a Yid, that Bachim, were able to be zoicha to. Is the Yom Kippur that hard? Should the Yom Kippur be that hard? You could go on and on, like I say. But the answer to our problem is Simchas HaMitzvah. To feel like the Chredim right, the Kol Mitzvah U'Mitzvah Shetizdam Eloi is Doyerno, is a Matana, who Dishadalei Kutzevrichu. That's what a mitzvah is, a Matana. Stop and think, Rabbi Yisrael. Stop and think. What does mean that mitzvah? Right, the Pasuk in Tillim tells us, Ibdu es Hashem b'simcha, which obviously is the slichas of every yid. Zot Rashi, why? Why should you serve Hashem b'simcha? Kol kach lama, diyu ki Hashem hu elikim. Rashi connects it to Sukkot. Why? Because Hashem Hu Aleikim, that's Misalem Tchar Pulaschem. You hear? You hear what Rashi's saying? Why should a Yid be Oivid Hashem B'Simcha? Because of the Tchar. Don't we know Al Pi Avodim? We shouldn't be like Avodim that works to get Tchar. And here Rashi's saying that's the reason why we should be Oivid Hashem, because of the Tchar. I once heard my Shere the Langizim said Avada. Avada, it's not that God works for Tzchar, but that's the way of reaching the Madrega of Ibnu Es Hashem B'Simcha. Think Amol, what the Tzchar of a mitzvah is. Think what the Abish the promise of the Yid when he does a mitzvah. And then you'll understand what is a mitzvah. And then you'll appreciate, and then you'll be machshiv the mitzvah. And then that will bring you to Ibnu Es Hashem B'Simcha. The boys say, when do we stop and think what that is a mitzvah? When do we stop and think what means a mitzvah? When do we stop and learn the Mishnah and Avos describe the schar of a mitzvah? That a koyas ruach of oilam abo is greater than kol chai oilam hazeh. Rav Desla, in the beginning of Chelik Aleph, explains that ba'oifim mavil ma'oif. And I think it's kedai to learn that stickle from time to time. That koyras ruach is not oilam haba, it's a smell. And kol chai oilam hazeh is not just the fun that you had yesterday, but it's all the oinig and all the tainig that every person had since chases in may have races. Add it up, it's staggering, it's mavel al arayim. And all of that doesn't come close to koyras ruach, a whiff of oilam haba. And Zot Yav Desla, that's Shat Tchar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Malekah, not the Shat because Tchar is for Yenevel. But Zot Yav Desla, Kipshutai Lekah, it's not possible. It's not possible for this Narisha Oilam Haza to provide a Tchar. Varaya, all of the Oinig and all of the Simcha and all of the Tainig in this world, from all of the Cheshmei Abrazes, is not enough even for Koyaz Ruach. That's the answer. Not to do it for the schar. The schar is a yid is zaycha to be sicker if an oilam hazeh. But to think what a mitzvah is, to think the chesivus of a mitzvah. Because simcha is what energizes the person. Simcha is what invigorates the person. Simcha is what gives a person new koyches to go on. And that's why there are ups and downs. Because a person at that moment is not thinking, l'fnei mi ata omo. He's not thinking like the mystic concludes in Neman Bamalach Zucha. And yes, it's hard, but from Sarah Agra, again, it's not Chalila, we're working for Schar. But it shows us the chesivus of that moment, of that trying, of that difficult moment. And I think that's the positive shot in the Ram. Is it that Simcha is an avoided Gedoyla? Why? From everything? Because that's the way a person reaches Godless. When the simcha is godless, when the simcha that could be Rabbi Yochanan that endured greatest suffering humanly possible, but it was the ahava she'ahav Rabbi Yochanan in the Torah. We learn the techacha in Parshas Kisavai, and it's so depressing, it's so heartbreaking. Look what Yidden have to suffer. Look at the klaleis. And you wonder, Ma Zois Asa Lekimanu, why do we have to go through this Techacha? So the Mepharshim point out the answer is in the Pasuk itself. Tachas Asher Lo Yavadet Ez Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leva. And of course the question is obvious, Simcha is Gevaldik, but that's why there should be such a terrible Techacha. But again, I think the answer is simple. Besides, of course, the Bezoyin of it, you had a mitzvah. You had a doyrin that the Eibishter sent you, and you neglected it. Avad of the Pasha, the Pshat, is the bezoyin of the mitzvah. But I think it's even more practical. You know why you neglected mitzvahs? You know why you were oivan averis? The answer is, tachas asher lo yavadetas Hashem ulikecha b'simcha v'tuv leiva. Had you had the proper simcha, had you had the proper yachas for a mitzvah, then it wouldn't be too hard. But I think there's another nekuda here. Another prat that I believe is really the ikka of simcha and simcha sachayim. I'm going to tell you a maisa. I think it's not a maisa, I think it's a yisoid achayim. And I truly believe that people would understand the lemaisa of it, they would do things differently. The maisa has a mekor neman, I must tell you, Maram Chagiz and the Mishnah Chachamim, or Yisrael Yishchav, I saw Rabbi Yochum in the Das Torah Parsha Shlach, quotes the story, and I'm being magdim, it has a mekor neman. Because if it wouldn't, you shouldn't believe such a story. Maybe you're not supposed to believe such a story. There was a Yid, obviously a very, very poshut Yid, that heard the Rav once darshining about the lechem upon him, what the lechem upon him was, the nachas the Eibishter had from lechem upon him, and now Nebuchadnezzar Golis, the Eibishter is denied that special nachas. So this Yid, again, Beloshin Nekiah, he's a very poshut Yid. He said, what's the problem? I am going to bring every week lechem upon him. He baked lechem, and Friday he went to the Yarn HaKodesh and he put it in. And he davened that the Eibishter should enjoy his lechem upon him. Comes back after Shabbos, the lechem is gone. The Eibishter took my lechem upon him. This went on for week after week after week. And he's bringing his lechem upon him, quote, to the Eibishter, until the Rav one week comes to shul and sees him marching in with his lechem. Goes, Abid, what are you doing here? Oh, I don't want to tell you, but I'm bringing lechem upon him. And he tells him the whole story. And the Rav says, I'm sure that you're making a mistake. It's not lechem upon him. The Eibishter is not taking it. I guarantee you, the Shamus is having a nice snack from your lechem upon him. Stand on the side, watch what goes on. He stands on the side. The shamish comes in. His mouth is watering. There is his lechem. He makes a bracha. He eats it. Zofte Meram Chagid, I'm quoting the Lashon of Yeruchim. After this happened, the Atayin is on that Rav. The Atayin is on the Rav. Why did you tell that Pasha Sayyid what was going on? And this is the Lashon of Yeruchim quote. I don't have Meram Chagid here. Ki me'ez shehipsika ish milaniach es alechem. When he stopped that, al yedei zeh noit lo me'akadosh baruch hu nachas ruach achi gadol shehoyelai mimaisa zeh ha'ish. The Yevister was deprived of the nachas ruach shehoyelai kazois me'ez churbin ha'migdash. At that moment when he stopped bringing his lechem upon him, the Yevister was deprived of a nachas that he didn't have approximately for 1300 years in Golus. Since the Churban HaBayis of approximately 1300 years to the Yeri HaKadosh, the Yevister didn't have such a nachas ruach like that Yid lechem upon him. To say this is a narishkeit, spitz amaratis, it's an understatement. Was false their mind that he could bring a lechem upon him? And I would imagine when this Yid realized what happened, that instead of it being a lechem upon him, l'fnei Hashem, it was a delicious snack for that cunning shamish. He must have been tzibrochen afshtik. He must have been depressed all the time and effort and money. It was all an Irish kind. What a foolish mistake. And we probably would look at him and say, good for you. Why do you think you ought to bring lechem upon him and there's no Beis HaMikdash? And yet the Ari HaKadosh was made that for 1300 years there was no nachas ruach to the Yevister like this lechem upon him. Gewalt, gewalt, what that lemaisa is unbelievable. Because that was that his that yiv, that was his chelik in Torah. He was never a very, very simple, unlearned person. And that's the best that he could do. And how true it is. How true it is, the pshat that the Rishonim, the Achronim say in the Gemara in Bava Basra, that Yud, Oilam Hofuch Reisi, Elyonim Lamata, Tachtoinim Lamaila, he was all confused. People here that are so low, in Yenavelta Elyonim. So I saw them a bit in the Agdama to Beis Elikim, Rav Deslin Chayle Gimel, the Stipler, Rav Chatzla Bramsky, all say the same shot. We don't know. We can't know. With our limited vision, we don't know what's important by the Eibishter. A person that can be so simple, but he's putting in his koiches, and he's giving it all that he has. Tachheris tachtoinim, but lamayla he's from the Elyoinim. How this story is mayit kemeya edim, how true that was. Because there was a Narish Shayid, pardon my expression, that gave the Eibishter the nachas that he didn't have for over 1,000 years in Golus. Because the yikka by a person, the success by a person, like Chazal Tait, Kaved es Hashem, mihoincha, mimashicha naneka. Don't look at him, and don't look at him. Look at yourself. Look into yourself. Are you doing all you can? That's Hatzlacha. The Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Siman Aleph has gotten his days right. Hakol tolu lifi Hashem yizbarach im oitze kol ashe b'koy chay lasoy. That's the Yisoyit. Rabbeinu Yoin in the Shari Avoida, in a beautiful shtickle, he says the Pesach, the first door, the Pesach HaRishayin is a person should know Erech Atzmoy. A person has to know what he is, what he's supposed to be, what he could be. And he goes on to say something that's so remarkable, that a person could be, and his lashon is, he could be like the chassidim, the rishonim, the ma'ilosom, chashivusom, chibosom. Why? Because the Eibishter only wants you to be you. Asiyavit Kamoisam, if he puts in his Sha'oisa, Rigoyev, Koichai Vasagosai, then he could be Ke'echad Achasidim Arishoinim. But that's the problem. I think that's the root of the problem. A person doesn't know Erech Atzmai. A person who wants to go into the Sharei Avoida doesn't know the Pesach Rishon. He thinks, Mo Ani, what are my actions? Look at him, look at that one. He doesn't know there was a Yid that became history by giving Lechem upon him, because that was his Koyches. And Li B'Yomli, that's the Pshat in the Medrash. Avada, they weren't going to do better because of the Sikovitz. But had they known Erech Atzmai, had they known the impact, had they known the chesivus of their, quote, insignificant contribution. Reuven thought he was just doing something, but he didn't know it was history. He didn't know the Abish is writing it down. Boaz did something, I think, you know, that's another gitan. But he didn't know that was part of Torah Gedoysa. Aaron was doing something, a good tzedak, but did he know what it, the Erech Atzmai, what his actions really were? And Zot the Medrash, that's the message for Klal Yisrael. Throughout the Doiris, a person does something, and he thinks, what am I doing? Mo Ani, Mo Maisai. But ye, Tyre, you're making a mistake. Because today, it's Melech HaMashiach, Eliyahu writing, and Kaviyachul, the Yevus is being chosen. If the person is doing Kefikoi Chosov, so that is Spitz Godless. How often do we stop and think what a mitzvah is? How often do we think, like the Chayyim says, it's a doiron, it's a matana? But I think more importantly, how often do we stop and think what our mitzvahs are? What your mitzvah and your mitzvah and your mitzvah and each and every one of you, how often do we stop and think, what is Erech Atzmi? How often do we stop and think, if we use our koiches, so that's history. Because Melech HaMashiach HaLayohu are writing it, and the Abish is being chosen. You know, a Yid, a Choshev Yid, once stopped me. He says, you speak to people. Tell people to appreciate what they are. And not to look at the other person. And I thought to myself, I don't have to do that. The Medrash is doing that. Our Medrash is doing that. Look at Erech Atzmai. How many people walking around to Brochen depressed because they're not being what they're not supposed to be. They're comparing themselves to Yenim, and they look and say, what am I doing, Mo Ani? And the Medrash is calling out, that's a terrible mistake. Ilu Yada, if you would know your Hashivis and your Erech, if you would know that by you, the Yevish is chasking there, then maybe that's the Nachas Hachi Godel. And who am I talking to? I want to be very clear. To you and you and you and each and every one of you. You know how I know that? Because the Mishnah Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin writes, Lefikach kol echad v'echad chayiv loyme b'shvili nivra o'ilam. That means every person has to walk out of here thinking there's a world, there's an effluence of this world, oilam amaloye for me. Because I fit into the Abish's master plan in a very, very big way, in a very, very important way, in a very, very insignificant way. How often we see people depressed. Yes, and what's going on? Why are you not learning? I'm not learning because I'm depressed. It's not true. I want to tell you it's not true. By me is bara, it's punkfakert. It's not the pshat that because you're depressed you're not learning. Because you're depressed you're not functioning. But it's punkfakert. Because you're not functioning, or more often by B'nai Torah, because you think you're not functioning properly, that's why it's a brachin. How Chazal understood this. How Chazal understood human nature. the Medrash in Eicha, on the Pasuk in the beginning, Darchei Tzion Aveilais Mibli Moye Moyes, Bli Boye Moyes. So the Medrash is bothered. Is it possible a derech, a road, could be mourning? Zok the Medrash, I think it's such a remarkable insight into understanding Simcha and Atzvis. Hakol Mevakshin Tafkidin. Everything, every person has to feel accomplished. Everything has to feel fulfilled. Afilu Drochim Mevakshin Tafkidin. Even a derech, even a road, a daimim, has to feel accomplished. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. Darchei Tzion Aveilos. The road thought, last year Yidin were walking on me going to Beis HaMikdash. Today it's desolate. Today it's shomein. Even a road, Rabbi Sai, even a daimim, is to brachin when it's not accomplishing. How much more so a person, how much more so a ben lamakim, who knows how much he should accomplish and could accomplish. It's not the pshat, I'm not functioning because I'm depressed. It's pumpakeh, because you're not functioning. That's why this atzvus. But in this age, the Kedoshah Baruch Hashem, there are functioning. The problem is maybe more serious, but less easier to detect. A person thinks he's not functioning. He doesn't feel that accomplishment. He doesn't feel the sense of fulfillment. I'll never forget it. I met someone who was very frustrated, he looked fed up. I said, what's the matter? You got the younger man. But the same is true for Bachman, for Balabatim. He says, I'm learning already for 5 years. And what am I, where am I? Where am I holding? What am I doing? That's the lesson of this medrash. You think you're doing nothing. The Medrash is calling out, oh Yid, why would you say that? You're nothing. Mashiach is writing and the Avis is signing. You're doing nothing. Compared to your Chava, maybe you're doing nothing, and maybe that's true. But he has bigger Kaychas, he has a bigger Yechailis, he has a bigger potential. When a Yid thinks he's doing nothing, he has to think of that Medrash, he has to think of that Ariyah Kaddish's direction for Klal Yisrael. And let me ask you, Rabbi Sai, do me this favor sometime in the near future. How many of you think you're doing nothing? And I tell you, that's the formula for happiness. To realize what a mitzvah is, but more importantly, to realize the importance of your mitzvah. To realize the erech atzmai. And I could only tell you dvarim hayoytzim milibi miumka delibi. I was zoicha to be on this world a number of years, and I've never, ever, ever seen a person who lives ruchnius who's not happy. Unless etzich fanarish. Unless he got caught up with the narish type of either kina, taiva, or covet. Because that's moitzius adam in ha'olam. But someone who's living ruchnius, someone who's living simchas ha-mitzvahs, someone who's living a life of shikuras milei v'lei miyayin, from the black gemara, from the pasuk in davening, he'll always be happy. And to this age, the kedosha, I feel the problem is because he doesn't know erech atzmai. You know, it always bothers me. You learn the Medrash. You think, what's going on here? Aaron didn't know what how important he was. Reuven didn't know. Boyaz, Gedoylei Olam, and no one had any idea how important their Maisa was. It doesn't make sense. These were Gedoy Sheyeli and Gedoylei Olam. No one knew. Whoever you look at, no one knew what's going on. Zok Yab Sodik Balazoy Dav Zayin. If a person would know how important his meisim were, if a person would know how high the stakes really are, they wouldn't be in a sayin. They wouldn't be a challenge. That's the way the Eibishter has to make the world. A person doesn't understand erech atzmai. A person doesn't understand the importance of his actions. And as much as I could tell you, Rabbi Say, I could also tell you, it's not Shaykh who should fully understand. Because that's the way the Eibishter made the world. That a person goes around thinking, Mo Ani, Mo Maisai. But remember what I tell you. Remember these words. The Pesach HaRishon that leads you into the Shari Avodah is to know Erech Atzmoy. That someone that does Kifi Kaychoysov, Zop Tzura Beinu Yoyna, he could reach the Madregas of Hasidim HaRishonim. Just one more thought. And to be quite honest, this is the main reason I spoke about this evening. I saw a vort that makes this whole conversation a very timely in Yonah D'Yoyma. A vort that was said over 45 years ago. And it's simply frightening. It's a pachat, because it's talking to us in Tavshin Samach Beis. This is a vort that El Yafian said in Lakewood in Tavshin Tezai in 1956. It's printed in the Leiv Eliyahu in the last Shmuz in Parshas Yisroi. Person has to be blind. Person has to be deaf not to hear this Shmuz talking to us. Rebellious thoughts of saying, now in Eretz Yisrael in 1956, it's quiet. Who knows what's going to be? Nebuchadnezzar, how right he was. And then he said what he heard from Rabbi Chanan when Rabbi Chanan was in London, right in the beginning of World War II. Rabbi Chanan said, and I quote, what he heard, Mipeh Kotche of the Chafetz Chaim, that in the time, the lichtige time, right before the Geul and the Ikkis of the Mashiach, there's going to be three parts of Ikkis of the Mashiach. The first stage of the Chafetz Chaim was World War I. We finished that. The second stage, the Chavetz Chaim said, Be'erech, his Lashon was, Be'erech 25 years from now, and his Lashon was, there's going to be a Mechama, that World War One, Tia Ofes Kenegda, Ephes Kenegda. World War One will be nothing compared to what's going to be Be'erech 25 years. The Eugen, the eyes of Chafetz Chaim saw in 25 years ago is World War One going to be a Kinderspiel. And the third stage, that's going to be afterwards. So if Eliyahu Apian and that Shmuz adds, what's the third stage? More importantly, what's the etza for us to survive that third level of the Aschalta de Geula? So he quotes the pasuk in Daniel Perek Yudbeis, all the tzaris, and you look in the Mefarshim, it's a pachat tachadim. The tzara that's going to be right before Mashiach, the Mefarshim point out, is going to be from Bnei Yishmael. They're both Yecholim. Which sane person would ever believe that the final tzara is going to be from Arabs? Germany was a superpower, Russia, China, but Arabs, cavemen, to come in on September 11th and show the whole world that yes, Yishmael is going to be our final tzara. There's going to be Yishmael that's going to terrorize, that's going to paralyze the world. What's the Eitzah? Zot the Pasik, Ba'eitzah, Hei Molet Amcha, Kol Animtze Kosev Ba'Sefer. Those are going to be written and that safe are going to be saved. Zot Yav Sadi Goyin and the Tzmetzudas of Anoret. What is that sefer that the Pasik is referring to? It's the sefer that Malachi wrote about. It's the sefer that the Medrash that we began with. But you can't say the sefer that the Abish is going to sign on. It's that sefer that records all of our Kleina Maitzalach, Rabbi say. Mayaseh Odom v'yinatzel mi'chavlei Mashiach, that a person has to be blind not to see. You know what that Tzolah is? It's that Sefer that we don't know is being written. It's that Sefer that we don't realize that's recording our Kleinikait. Because that's what the Yevus is being chosim on. Our Kleinikait and our small contribution. It's that Sefer that's going to save us from this last phase of the Ikvah of the Mashiach. And you look in, it's even more pleasing. You look in the pasuk there, Malachi. The biggest accusation about Klal Yisrael was that they said, Shav Avoid Elokim. That Yidden said, it's not worth serving the Avista. The Tzar is going to be because there's no Simchas HaMitzvot. Gevald, the Tzar is going to be Tachas Asuayavarad as Hashem Alekecha, the Simcha of the Tuv Leivav. How timely, how imperative this message is. That's why there's this last Tzara. Because Yidden go around saying, Shav Avoid Elokim. But the Yetzer we know is living Simcha v'tuv leivav. To be written in that special sefer that the pasuk promises us, that's where we're going to be saved. Remember, Aboisai Taira, the formula is, realize what a mitzvah is. And more importantly, realize what your mitzvahs are. The importance of your mitzvahs. And that's the way to be zoicha to the life that we're supposed to be zoicha to, a life of simcha v'tuv leivav.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.